This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, this is Rob Fisher with Fisher Improvement Technologies. Welcome to another Robservation. Today's Robservation involves the notion of common sense. And what we say in performance improvement or human and organizational performance is, it's not common sense. Very often when I work with leaders out there, they like to use the common sense argument for why somebody shouldn't have done something. They should have done it this way. Everyone knows you should have done it like this. They should have known that it should have been done in a different way. And they use that in hindsight bias to believe that whatever situation that an individual was in, it was just common sense that they should have been able to get out of that situation. Here's what I'd like you to try, and it works with leadership teams around the world. The next time someone says they should have known, or everyone knows that, or they should have known better, ask them to say, what reason do you have to believe that? It should always be a challenged statement because it's not common sense. You see, common sense is your belief that I should believe, the way you believe on whatever it is we're talking about. And I know some of you don't live in the United States, but here in the United States, we have two television stations right next to each other, both that think they have common sense, both that think that their audience has it right. And that just can't be. So since we know common sense is your belief that I should believe the way you believe on whatever it is we're talking about, let's set common sense off to the side and try to discover exactly how things happen and what happened. Let me give you a quick example. You see, under time pressure, our bodies tell us to speed up. Our intuition says,
speed up under time pressure.
But is it reasonable to believe that error rates, or the amount of errors that we might make, or the amount of mistakes might increase under time pressure? So what we do is we just tell people,
well, it's common sense to slow down, and then you won't make as many errors.
The problem is the intuition, the physiology of our body is what speeds it up, and you're actually asking someone to do something that is counterintuitive, not common sense. So if you're going to ask people to do things that are counterintuitive, you can't use common sense as your argument. So instead of saying they should have known or tell me why you did something, simply ask the question, tell us what happened, and then shut up and listen. Tell us how it happened, and then shut up and listen. You see, folks, common sense isn't all that common.